Howdy, howdy. Hi, I'm Dr. Zahari.
And I'm Dr. Woosley, and we are
two
moody doctors.
Oh, we should let people see the new mugs.
Oh, that's right.
These new mugs, thanks to Dr. Woosley, exist. Some of you suggested we get swag. And look, he designed them himself. The inside of mine is blue, a beautiful shade of blue.
I've got red inside of mine, so not quite a crimson red, but as close as I could get for school colors. It's very colorful.
It's great.
Yep, I like it.
If you would like one, they're only $250 each.
Yeah.
So make your checks payable to Kevin Woosley.
Mm-hmm. It's only that's the per week cost, I believe, right?
A grand a month isn't too bad. Yeah, for to use a mug like this.
Yeah, we'll give you any more discounts.
Yeah.
Buy in bulk.
Okay.
But if you seriously would like one, I put a link to the Zazzle website on my website. So the same place where you could go to submit questions, kevinwoosley.com. There's a Two Moody Doctors part. At the very bottom of it, I put a link to where you can...
It's not $250.
I don't think so. I don't think I can...
We should have talked about that first.
It's the link to where you can go in, and the design is there, and it defaults to this mug, but if you want a different color on the inside, if you want a different like mug size, or if you want it on a paper cup, or on a tumbler, or... There's different products you can get the design on, so if you're just feeling it...
You know, I might get a tumbler for my car.
There you go. That's a good idea.
I love mugs. They don't fit in the car. We've talked about that. But
yeah.
Do they have coffee tumblers?
I think so.
So we've got stuff to talk about.
We do. How about we start with this?
Okay.
Because it's lighthearted, because I have absolutely no idea what they mean. Somebody submitted a question, and all they said was Starbucks in Moody.
Well, I mean, one exists.
True.
Do they know? Maybe they don't realize.
Maybe they don't
this.
Know. We have a Starbucks machine, like coffee... Machine.
Station.
A station, yeah. 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 It'll give you a few different kinds of coffees,
three.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, three different kinds of coffees. You can get a chai.
Chai, hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate, yeah.
Light roast, medium roast, dark roast, chai, hot chocolate.
It'll spit you out just hot water for
hot
tea,
water.
Too.
Yeah, for the tea.
Yeah. So it's not a full-on like Starbucks. Like, you're not going to get a Frappuccino from it. But do you really need a Frappuccino anymore?
No. That's a lot of sugar.
It is a lot of sugar.
You don't need that.
Like, that would have to count for the whole week, so... Actually, what they're probably wondering, considering that we're in a college campus and it's like fall is approaching, they're probably wondering, why don't we have pumpkin spice latte available?
You know, we probably could ask. It sounds like maybe you're asking. We could probably ask Bama Dining to bring over some syrup pumps.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Although I can imagine people going through a whole pump in one drink. I mean, a whole bottle. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind that. So you might just need to stick with what we've got.
Yeah,
I don't know that we've answered their non-question.
Wait, have we given the non-question, non-answer?
Oh, so it works. We've given no answer to no question. In case, so maybe, you know, perhaps this is a first semester freshman or a senior who simply hasn't been paying attention for four or five years.
7 or 9 years, yeah.
There is a Starbucks machine coffee station. And if you know what I mean by the band wing, it's in the band wing, in the lobby. There's a whole snack station. You can get everything, sandwiches,
yeah.
Frozen meals, ice cream, medicine.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, sodas, mints, gums. They do have the little Starbucks, like the frozen, what are those? They're not Frappuccinos, but
the cold coffees.
Yeah.
Yeah, the iced coffees.
Like you see at like a gas station or something, those are there. You know, your Gatorades, those kind of things.
You can use your Bama Cash.
Mm-hmm. Or dining dollars. Or a credit card.
Credit card.
No cash, yeah. But
and it's on an honor system, right?
Yeah.
There's no cashier presence, so...
But there's a really big camera watching you and displaying you on a big screen, which I wave to every time.
I do too, just in case. in case they're watching.
Yeah, so if you don't know that there is food and coffee available for purchase in the School of Music building. Yeah, I guess certain majors, like, unless you go over there for, like, life wellness class...
They wouldn't know.
Like a piano major, like I wouldn't have really any need to go to that part of the building. So go check it out. It's nice, you know. It's convenient. That's the key thing.
It is convenient.
You know, so if you only have like 15 minutes between, I mean, like for your lunch break, it might not be the cheapest or healthiest thing ever in your life, but it's there, and it's better than not eating something at all. True. You know, so
they do have like hummus and veggie cups.
They do, yeah, that one's pretty good.
And fruit cups,
yeah.
So you can get some healthier options.
Right, right.
You know, and of course there are pizza rolls and
right.
frozen what are hot pockets.
Yeah, macaroni and cheese, all those things.
Well, again, that's better than perhaps nothing.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I'd rather you eat something than nothing at all.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Did you ever watch the show Lost? It's from like 15 years ago.
Oh, on the island?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I know what it is or was, but I didn't watch it.
There's a scene in there, Hot Pockets, that made me think about it. It has nothing to do with the show, but like, his name's Hurley. That's what he goes by. Really what funny character. His name is Hurley.
Hurley.
I think it's a favorite guy in the whole series. He's heating up Hot Pockets, gets them out of the microwave, and they're hot. And then somebody shows up like in the doorway of his kitchen that he, I think, thought was dead. And he's so surprised he throws his Hot Pocket against the wall, and it splatters against the wall. And for some reason, I think it's the funniest thing. Because it's a very serious show, but then he screams and throws
they're
a Hot Pocket.
They're lost on this island?
Well, at that point, they were back.
Oh, okay.
It's a very
so it's not like they
show.
Were lost.
They have like
they built homes with microwaves and hot pockets.
They kind of get to that. It depends. It depends what time they're in.
The Hot Pocket Company found them to sell hot pockets, but they couldn't. Help
I mean, see,
get
the,
back.
Like in the show, they're simultaneously in one time and another time, and a coexisting time. So, like, you know, it kind of like flashbacks and flash forwards. They have like flash sideways. I've watched it 4 times, and I still don't understand all of it.
Nope.
Yeah. So.
Sorry.
Hot Pockets. Eat them. Don't throw them against a wall.
I don't know. Maybe there's a time and place for throwing a Hot Pocket.
If it's cold.
I'd rather you throw a Hot Pocket than definitely a person. Don't throw a person. Throw a Hot Pocket. Don't throw
a coffee mug. You can comfortably throw
a person.
Coffee
mug.
Throw especially not mug. This one, because it costs you $250.
Don't throw... Oh, that's the advice for today. Don't throw a person. Throw a Hot Pocket. Okay, that's your wellness tip for the day.
There you go.
Glad we could help.
Yeah.
Two moody doctors.
We expect visual proof.
Off.
Visual proof of your throwing of Hot Pockets.
Hmm. That could be a fun...
In an appropriate location.
A fun thing. Submit your pictures or your videos.
That's right. We'll put it up on the TikTok
the great
page.
Hot Pocket Toss.
They could actually submit a small clip and we could analyze it on
that's
TikTok.
True.
That would be kind of funny.
Could be a competition.
It could be the best.
Who has the best Hot Pocket Toss? The most creative
Hot Pocket toss. Competition.
The HPT. TMD hosting the first HPT.
That's true. We could give them a mug as the grand prize
ooh,
winner.
The HPT winner gets a TMD
and I can
mug.
Make it personalized when it has a little Hot Pocket on the back.
Oh. Okay. Deal? Videos are due when?
What if we said, should we just say the 15th. End of September?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
idea.
So the 30th?
Before, just, yeah.
Before October. Yeah, whatever that is. You can submit your videos to, if it's small enough, you could email it to twomoodydoctors@gmail.com. You could pop it onto YouTube and set us an unlisted link if you want. That works well. If you just want to put it on TikTok for your followers, you could just tag us in it or send us that way. However you can get it to us, great. Or if you know us personally, you could like text it to us or whatever.
Oh, some rules. Don't throw the Hot Pocket at a person.
Yeah.
Right?
Or an instrument.
Or an instrument. No one or, yeah, no one should be harmed in the making of your Hot Pocket Toss video.
And I don't think, I mean, especially if we're reaching out to college students on this one, Hot Pockets should not be lacking. And if you need to do mini versions and just have like a bundle of pizza rolls, they're like mini Hot Pockets.
That's true.
That would be socially acceptable. Or just acceptable.
I mean, they could even like, you know Mr. Potato Head? Mm-hmm. They could make Mr. Hot Pocket Head. Or Mr. Hot Pocket.
Mr.
With arms and legs and a face and, oh no! And it just slides down.
I want to see a video with Mr. Hot Pocket like doing his theory homework. This is not the direction I expected our podcast recording session to start off.
But fun is one of the wellness spokes, right?
Yep. Actually, we talked about that. Dr. Ludwig gave a presentation on that last week in our Life Wellness class about kind of the art of play when it comes to music and how important it is to not just make it serious and academic, even though there's obviously a place for that, but you can have fun with it. You can enjoy it. You can make it a fun thing, right? Even practicing and homeworking and throwing hot pockets and, you know.
I mean, this could be a... So, there are so many... I mean, truly, I'm being serious, although this sounds funny. This little ridiculous thing that we just came up with, this hot pocket toss or launch, I don't know what it is, the hot pocket launch, that sounds kind of fun too. It could address social wellness if people do things together.
That's true.
Creative wellness. It kind of addresses nutritional wellness in the sense that we're saying no to hot pockets.
That's true.
No, we will not eat hot pockets. Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, this went off the rails a bit.